Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Iranian-backed Houthi militants in Yemen have been striking and hijacking commercial vessels transiting the Red Sea to demonstrate their support for Hamas and opposition to Israel since November. The attacks have targeted a route that accounts for about 15% of the world's shipping traffic and has pushed several shipping companies to reroute their vessels. These attacks have affected the citizens, the cargo, and the commercial interests of more than 40 countries, noted Secretary of State Antony Blinken during a recent press conference in Qatar.
They've disrupted or diverted nearly 20% of global shipping. More than a dozen shipping companies have had to reroute thousands of vessels around the Cape of Good Hope. And what that means is it takes longer to get goods to where they're supposed to go. It increases the cost, and that cost gets passed on to consumers around the world, whether it's food, whether it's fuel, whether it's medicine, humanitarian assistance, you name it.
Clearly, these attacks by the Houthis are hurting people around the world, most of all the poorest and most vulnerable populations, including in Yemen and in Gaza, said Secretary Blinken. That's why the United States launched Operation Prosperity Guardian, together with more than 20 countries, to defend the safety and security of commercial shipping across the Red Sea. It's also why over a dozen countries have made clear that the Houthis will be held accountable for future attacks, said Secretary Blinken.
We'll continue to defend maritime security in the region as part of our overall effort to deter and prevent further regional conflict, to ensure the free flow of commerce that is so vital to people around the world.
The international community has a real stake in upholding the principle of freedom of navigation. As U.S. Air Force Major General Pat Ryder said in a recent briefing, the Houthis need to stop these attacks, and they need to stop them now.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.